God shall not lie. His word will surely come to pass. His word must surely come to pass. Praise the Lord. You're welcome. It's time for another podcast. And this is the day the Lord has made. Go with me to 2 Kings chapter 7 verse 1. And it reads, Elisha said, Hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, Tomorrow, about this time, shall a measure of fine flour be sold for a shekel, and 2 measures of barley for a shekel in the gate of Samaria. And in Isaiah 55 verse 11, it reads, So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth, it shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Further goes to state in Exodus 4:22-23 that then shall ye say to Pharaoh, God speaking to Moses, then shall ye say to Pharaoh, Thus saith the Lord, Israel is my son, my firstborn, and I say unto thee, Let my son go, let him go, that he may serve me. And it came to pass in Exodus 12:15 that the Lord did bring the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. In the Bible, Thus saith the Lord appeared over 420 times. And for every Thus saith the Lord, there is a corresponding, and it came to pass. So if there is a Thus saith the Lord, there must be, and it came to pass. I'm here to tell you that today, His word shall come to pass. In your life, in your family, and in your endeavor. No matter how long it takes, nothing can stop God's word that has gone out of His mouth. Nothing can stop the sent word of God. Once it is declared, it must happen. What did I say? Nothing, absolutely nothing, can stop the sent word of God. Once it is declared, it surely comes to pass. It must happen. It's a matter of time. Praise the Lord. According to Habakkuk 2:1-3, the vision, the Bible says, the promise, the thus says the Lord, is for an appointed time. But be rest assured, at the end, it shall speak and not lie. It shall surely, certainly, without doubt, come to pass. Praise the Lord. So not that the word has spoken, the word God has spoken concerning us is sure. When God speaks a word, you can bank on it. It will not deceive or disappoint, according to Amplified. It aches for the coming. It can hardly wait. It's anxious. The word of God spoken from the mouth of God is anxious. It's anxiously waiting to manifest. It speaks for the end and will not prove false, according to NIV. The time approaches when the vision will be fulfilled, according to NLT. It is yet for an appointed time, according to King James Version. God Himself is anxious to see His words fulfilled. Let that be in the back of our mind, that God Himself is anxious to see His words fulfilled. The time between the declared word and the manifestation is what we don't know. It varies from person to person. Elisha's Thus saith the Lord in 2 Kings chapter 7 verse 1 that we read, took 24 hours to manifest. He said it today, and the next day it happened. Abraham waited 25 years for his own to manifest. God told him there was a thirsty of the Lord in the life of Abraham, and he was 75. And it was actualized when he was 100. Praise the Lord. For Zechariah, that served God all his life and remained at the presence of God, serving as a priest, he and his wife Elizabeth waited till they were old before their son John manifested. This couple waited. They waited for their thirsty of the Lord to manifest. And at the time it manifested, they were already very old. But guess what? I'm encouraging you. Don't give up hope. Don't give up hope. God will bring it to pass. The problem with most of us is that we want to see it immediately it is spoken. It may and it may not be. It may and it may not happen that way. But we need to hold fast and confess it without wavering, according to Hebrews 10:23, that admonishes us to hold fast the confession, the profession of our faith, our hope, without wavering, without doubting. For he is faithful that promised. Hebrews 10:23. Hold fast. Don't give up hope. God will bring it to pass. Just like it was declared in Joshua 21:45, that there faileth not aught of any good thing which the Lord has spoken unto the house of Israel. There faileth not any good thing which the Lord has spoken unto the house of Israel, or the house of Ammi. You can put your name there. All came to pass. Underline the word all. Underline it in your Bible. And never forget it as long as you live. All that God has promised concerning you shall come to pass. Not some. As long as it is in the good word of the Lord. All of it. Absolutely all of it shall come to pass. So, what do you do? Keep thanking God in anticipation of the full manifestation of all he has spoken. Keep thanking God. Have the attitude of gratitude. You haven't seen it yet, but because God has spoken it, be grateful, because you can bank on the word of God. Praise the Lord. Number two, remind the Lord in prayers as you thank him in advance. He said, make your request known to me. Remind me of my word. Remind me, Father, you said that I will be the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. Father, you said I will lend to nation and not borrow. Keep saying, keep reminding God of his word. Remind him in prayers. Remind him in thanksgiving. Just keep reminding him. And someday, he will remember. He will overturn. And everything that's, is keeping us right now under pressure will give way. Praise the Lord. And we need to prepare. This is a very vital key. Prepare for the manifestation. Most times between the thus says the Lord and it came to pass, God takes us through the preparatory season, just like he did with Moses. Never run away from that period of preparation. Never. You must complete it before God finally hands it to you. Praise the Lord. Never run away from it. Preparation is very key. We must be prepared. So you have to prepare for leadership. You prepare for wealth. Prepare for marriage. Prepare for parenthood. Prepare for the top. Prepare for that awaited future. It is said that success occurs when opportunity meets preparation. I say that again. That success occurs when opportunity meets preparation. Abraham Lincoln said, "I will prepare, and someday my chance will come. I will prepare, and someday my chance will come." According to Ecclesiastes 9:11, the race is not to the swift. The battle is not to the strong. Bread yet to the wise, nor riches to men of understanding, nor favor to men of skill, but time and chance happened to them all. According to Abraham Lincoln, he said, "I will prepare, and someday my chance will come." So time and chance happened to them all, happened to you, happened to me. So prepare, enlarge your barn, prepare for the rain. You see, God told Noah to build him an ark because there was going to be flood. It was going to destroy the world with water. It took Noah 100 years. Noah built the ark in 100 years. And after building the ark, the rain fell. Praise the Lord. I was just meditating on that this morning. And I'm like, seriously, if Noah built the ark in 2 years, God would have brought down the rain after 2 years. But God has spoken. He's going to destroy the earth with water. And he has given instruction to Noah. It all lied in the hands of Noah, whether to build the ark in 10 days, in 10 years, in 50 years. But he chose to do it as long as he did it. 100 years, over 100 years. Prepare for that awaited day. Don't only pray and confess it. If you have to go back to school to occupy that position, do it. Whatsoever lies in your power, do it while waiting, because it will surely come to pass. Praise the Lord. It will come to pass. Prepare. Preparation. When you miss opportunity, success comes. A lot of us, we want God to do a lot of things for us. Oh, the Lord has promised me, I'll be this, I'll be that, you know. And yet we do nothing about it. We just fold our hands and wait for it to happen. Bible says we should occupy till it comes. It's like someone praying for a car. Oh, Father, bless me with a car. Oh, God, give me a car. I've seen a lot of people like that. They're asking God for cars. And at the end of the day, somebody just stepped, you know, maybe their husband buys them a car, or a friend, you know, gives them a car. At the end of the day, the car is parked in the compound. Brother, sister, your car, I can't drive. I have to go to driving school. Then what were you waiting for? You weren't ready for the car. The right attitude is go to the driving school, get your driver's license. While you are waiting for that car to materialize, it shall come to pass. Praise the Lord. And while you are doing all this, don't forget to maintain the atmosphere of joy and peace while waiting. It's no use, you know, being grumpy, complaining, and murmuring during the wait periods. No use. Enjoy life within your scope now. Be thankful for life and all that it brings to you. Remember, the joy of the Lord is the strength of the believer. And, you know, we have to maintain our joy. Mark you, you need the strength. I need the strength. And the strength comes from the joy of the Lord. Songwriter says, "The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord." So I will maintain my joy. I will maintain my peace. Nothing, you know, should steal my joy while I'm waiting. Because what? It shall surely come to pass. This too shall pass. Every word of God, the Bible says, it shall not return unto him void. It shall accomplish that which it is set to do, and it shall prosper in it. That's how the word of God is. Did he say that none shall be barren in the land? Go and rest assured. Put it in the bank. it means that you cannot be barren. Did he say that we will not borrow but lend to nation? And right now, you seem to be on the other camp. Keep saying it. Keep speaking the word. Keep declaring it. I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. I lend to nations and not borrow. Keep saying it in the name of Jesus, and it will come to pass. Stay in your duty post. Stay in service to God, like Zechariah, the father of John. Stay in your duty post. Don't let discouragement set in and you take your hands off the work of God. Stay in your duty post. The Lord will meet you in your duty post. The Lord met Zechariah in his duty post as a priest. The Lord had met a lot of people at their place of assignment. You and I, stay in your place of assignment. God will turn the story around in the name of Jesus. If you're listening to this podcast and you've not given your life to Jesus Christ, I need you to say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I acknowledge I'm a sinner. I thank you for this word today. I ask that you forgive me. I want to live for you. I want to serve you from today and forth. No going back to sin. No going back to immorality. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Congratulations. You just give your life to Jesus. You are welcome. Just keep on reading the word of God. Join the Bible Believing Church. And keep listening to the podcast, because it will bless you. And your life will never remain the same. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Please help me share it. If you are blessed, just make it a point of duty. Just pass it. Pass it just the way I sent it to you, to your contacts on your phone. And let the name of the Lord be blessed as we spread the good news in Jesus' name. Thank you very much. Looking forward to another podcast day. My name is Ami Emostukura. I love you. God loves you better. Bye-bye.